48 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check the commodity markets on this Thursday with Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, what catches my eye here, Ellen, is May soybeans trading up over $9 a bushel here in the early going.
Yep, we're at 12-week highs there on the beans. This market is really all about the U.S. dollar. And after the Fed comments came out yesterday afternoon, saying that the U.S. is experiencing moderate economic growth, but still some concerns globally, the dollar index took a tumble, and it's down nearly a full point today, trading down below this 9,500 former support. So that's boosted the grain markets really across the board, even the dog, which has been the meal market. And yesterday, the wheat market couldn't do anything until Yellen's comments came out. This morning, we're seeing all the beans above $9, again, at 12-week highs. The monthly chart looks pretty darn bullish. I realize we're only halfway through the month, but it looks to me like we could see a key reversal up in beans for the month. That would be extremely friendly. We are above the 100 and 200-day moving averages in the beans. So funds are looking to claw their way out of these large short positions that they've had. May beans today are closing 9 cents higher at 903.5, while the Novies are at 913.25. They're up 8.25 cents. On the corn side, we're up about 2 cents or 2.5 cents in the nearby May at 371. New crop at 389 is up 2.5 cents. The wheat market's about 3 cents, 3.5 cents higher with the July Chicago wheat at 481.75, up 3.25 cents. This market is all about the bean side of things, and technically speaking, looks very bullish. On the corn, May had a little gap up earlier in the week. When that gap held, we saw more fund short covering coming into this market. The livestock market has seen the cattle futures quite a bit stronger. We have a cattle on feed report coming out on Friday afternoon. Expectations for pretty stiff increases in the number of placements, but the cattle market's up anywhere from 10 to 35 cents this morning, with the feeders up 40 to 65 cents, with some bear spreading in the feeders, which has been kind of counter to the market. Hogs trying to go along for a ride. April hogs had a strong close yesterday and are just trading a bit weaker this morning. The metals, gold market's up $35, just a huge market up. Crude oil has a modest gain around 75 cents. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen, thank you very much for that report. Great to hear from you on this Thursday morning. It's 48 degrees at 8:59.